This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, Fallout 76 sees over 1 million players in a single day. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Ben Stiller has admitted that he felt blindsided by the commercial and critical failure of Zoolander 2, which arrived 15 years after its much-loved predecessor. As reported by People, Stiller, who wrote, produced, directed, and starred in Zoolander 2, addressed the movie flopping on an episode of David Duchovny's Fail Better podcast, which premieres May 7th. He told the host the reception took him by surprise because he didn't anticipate it after the popularity of the first film. Zoolander 2 was one of the biggest box office flops of 2016, earning $56.7 million worldwide against a $50 million budget, which, along with poor reviews, seemingly squashed any thought of another movie about the titular fashion model. Stiller now says he is grateful because it allowed him to pursue other creative projects. Stiller hasn't completely turned his back on comedies or sequels, though. Another chapter of Dodgeball, a true underdog story, is apparently in the works, with Vince Vaughn returning to star in it and likely produce. According to Stiller's IMDb profile, he is also back on the team, stepping in to produce the follow-up to the 2004 movie. Next, the Apple Vision Pro is reportedly having a tough time, with Apple said to have cut production of the $3,500 mixed reality headset amid lower-than-expected demand. Apple analyst Mi Ching Kuo reported that the company had slashed its Vision Pro shipments to 400,000 to 450,000 units, with the market predicting 700,000 to 800,000 units or more. According to the report, Apple cut shipments ahead of the Vision Pro's launch in non-US markets, suggesting weak demand in the US. Mi Ching Kuo speculates that Apple is currently reviewing its Apple Vision Pro roadmap and may no longer release a new, cheaper model in 2025. Mi Ching Kuo said Apple now expects Vision Pro shipments to decline year-on-year in 2025. And Nintendo has added two N64 racing games to Nintendo Switch Online, Extreme G and Iggy's Wrecking Balls. Extreme G, developed by Probe and published by Acclaim in October 1997, is a Wipeout-style futuristic racing game that did well enough to spawn three sequels. Iggy's Wrecking Balls is the lesser-known of the two games. Developed by Iguana Entertainment and published by Acclaim in August 1998, Iggy's Wrecking Balls features balls with faces and personalities that race around obstacle courses. N64, Sega Genesis, and Game Boy Advance games are available on Switch via the Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack membership. N64 games already part of the library include Super Mario 64, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and Mario Kart 64. The ongoing success of the Fallout TV show has fueled renewed interest in the Fallout games ever since it hit Prime Video, and now Bethesda has confirmed just how big an impact it's made. In a series of social media posts, Bethesda said almost 5 million jumped in across all Fallout games in just a single day. That includes the likes of the original Interplay-published Fallout games, Bethesda's Fallout 3, 4, and 76, Obsidian's Fallout New Vegas, and mobile game Fallout Shelter. Bethesda also singled out Fallout 76, its most recent mainline Fallout game, which saw over 1 million people play in a single day. While Microsoft, Sony, and mobile platforms failed to disclose player numbers, we had a good idea of how well the Fallout games were doing post-show via Steam, which makes concurrent player numbers publicly available. All Fallout games on Valve's platform enjoyed a boost, with Fallout 4 seeing the most number of players, followed by the multiplayer-focused Fallout 76, then New Vegas. Data trackers have said Fallout Shelter has seen a revenue boost, too. Fallout games are so popular right now that even Nexus Mods is struggling to cope. All this comes ahead of the release of the Fallout 4 next-gen update today, April 25th, which is certain to boost that game's player numbers even further. The makers of the hotly anticipated mod, Fallout London, are unimpressed, however. They say they were blindsided by Bethesda's next-gen update release date announcement. The Fallout TV show is a hit then, and season 2 is already announced. The showrunners have already confirmed its setting and discussed how they plan to handle it with the video games in mind. To keep you going until season 2, be sure to check out IGN's wide-ranging, spoiler-filled interview with Bethesda Game Studios executive Todd Howard and executive producer and director Jonathan Nolan. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.